This is du jour.
My name's Jennifer.
This is Justine.
I pray you, sir, what saucy merchant was this was so full of his robbery?
A gentleman nurse that loves to hear himself talk and will speak more in a minute than he will stand to in a month.
And he speaks against me, I'll take him down, and he were lustier than he is, and 20 such jacks. And I cannot, I found us that shawl. Scurvy knave, I am none of his flirt gills, I'm not of his gay mates, and thus must stand by two and suffer every knave to use me at his pleasure.
I saw no man use you at his pleasure. If I had my weapon, should quickly have been out. I warrant you, I dare draw as soon as another man. If I see occasion in a good quarrel, in the law on my side.
Not for God, I am vexed that every part of me quivers. Scurvy knave, pray you, sir, a word. And as I told you, my young lady bid me inquire you out. What she bid me say, I will keep to myself. And first let me tell you, if you shall lead her in fool's paradise, as they say it, we're a very good, a very gross kind of behavior, as they say. For the gentle woman is young, and therefore if you shall deal double her trouble, it were an ill thing to be offered to any gentlewoman in very weak dealing.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and mistress. I protest unto thee.
Good heart, and I faith I will tell her as much. Lord, Lord, she will be a joyful woman.
What wilt thou tell her? Nurse, thou dost not mark me.
I will tell her, sir, that you do not protest, that you do protest, which is, I take it, is a gentlemanlike offer.
Bid her device. Some means to come to shrift this afternoon, and there she shall at Friar Lawrence sail be tried and married. Here is thy pains.
No, truly, sir, not a penny.
Go to, I say you shall.
This afternoon, sir? Well, she shall be there.
And stay, good nurse, behind the abbey wall. Within this hour, my man shall be with thee, and bring thee cords made like tackle stair, which to the high top gallant of my joy must be convoy in the sacred night. Farewell, be trusty, and I'll quit thy pain. Farewell, commend me to thy mistress. Look how much I have to read
again. So, I think the nurse likes Romeo now because he showed that he was really serious about marrying Juliet, and she wants Juliet to be happy.
He don't care if their families don't like each other. He still loves Juliet.
Yay!